things that are further processed, particularly in processed meats, health foods, organic vegetables, anything that's considered to be healthy. There's a big growth in export markets, but there's also opportunities to expand the sales of those products domestically here in the U.S., particularly to things, say, for example, like the school lunch programs, where the regulations in the U.S. have been changed completely, requiring schools to have more fresh produce and things like that available. But those are also very dynamic in export markets.
Of course, value-added covers a wide variety of items.
Value-added means further processing something that could be grown here in the state. So, for example, making soy sauce from soybeans. And those are items where you can squeeze more dollars out of those productions before it leaves the state.
And of course, we all know what the poultry industry means to Alabama. And Davis says avian influenza, while it has not been found here in the state, is affecting the industry as a whole.
It's been detrimental to exports of poultry. The countries have blocked poultry imports from the U.S., and other countries have followed suit. And so it's a temporary measure, but it's put producers in a situation where they have an abundant supply, oversupply of items they were previously exporting.
Davis also said if new businesses were looking to export their products or had any questions, to view the Alabama International Trade Center website. That's aitc.ua.edu, www.aitc.ua.edu. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.